This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Taking a late summer country drive in the Midwest means venturing into the corn zone. Snaking between 12-foot-tall green leafy walls that seem to block out nearly everything other than the sun on an occasional water tower. I wasn't aware of the corn zone, except this summer where family took a trip to St. Louis, and I don't think I'd ever been on I-70 through Missouri in the summertime. And the corn's everywhere. It is corny in Missouri. Soon, that towering corn might become a miniature of its former self, replaced by stalks only half as tall as the green giants that have dominated fields for so long. But Cameron Thorgenfry, an eastern Iowa farmer who has been growing newly developed short corn for several years, that is, predicts short corn is going to change agriculture in the Midwest. The short corn developed by Bayer Crop Science is being tested on about 30,000 acres with the promise of offering farmers a variety that can withstand powerful windstorms that could become more frequent due to climate change. Short corn.
So are you telling me the corn will not be as high as an elephant's eye anymore?
Might be as high as a German shepherd's eye. No, it's not going to be that high anymore, I guess. It truly is the end of an era for Kmart, the final full-size location in the contiguous United States, the once-dominated retailer finally closing. This Kmart store was located at Bridgehampton Commons Mall in Bridgehampton, New York.
So, I'm sorry, what is it again?
The final day of the store will be open is October 20th. The last Kmart.
The last Kmart?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, a reduced-size Kmart still operates in Miami, and there are store locations in Guam and the U.S. Virgin Islands. But we're probably not going to be over there to see that. But there you go.
Yeah,
Kmart.
Boy, talk about the end of an era.
Yep. Absolutely.
Remember when Johnny Carson would do a joke that bombed? Then he would reach up with the boom mic and go,
"Can you hear me? Attention, Kmart shoppers. Hello, Blue Light Special."
Yeah, remember the Blue Light Specials?
He said, "Can you hear me on this?"
Yeah. Well, short corn and Kmart. Okay, coming up about an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, as we do
very
on
good
Tuesday mornings. Right now, let's go ahead and talk about, let's go to Tom Leffler. KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Monday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded mostly on the positive side. They scored new highs for the move to the upside, and they closed positive. Now, despite the futures closing positive, they did back off their early session highs. Cash cattle trade last week in Kansas was an average of 183.02. That was up $2.70 from the previous week. On Nebraska's average price was 184.19, up $2.27. Lean hog futures traded mixed, but made new highs for the current move and closed positive. Yesterday's close saw December live cattle 62 cents higher, 183.82. November feeders up 97 cents at 242.75. December lean hog 65 cents higher at 74.87. Monday morning's weekly export inspections were market year highs for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. The grain and soybeans started the Sunday evening session with upside that continued into the Monday's close with double-digit gains. Now, the soybean harvest is 13% complete nationwide, 5% completed here in Kansas. Corn harvest 14% done, Kansas 41%. The winter wheat planting is 25% complete. Kansas and Oklahoma both 16% complete. We've seen overnight trade on both sides of unchanged. Currently, December Kansas City wheat's unchanged at 577 and a quarter. December corn's up a half a penny at 414. November soybeans up 3.5 cents at 1042 and three quarters. November crude oil trading $1.80 higher at 72.17. December gold down $1.20 at 2651.30. December S&P 7.5 points higher at 5784. December dollar index unchanged at $100.55, with December Dow Jones futures up 67 points at 42,565. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Undoubtedly, you have heard of short corn.
Yes, but you know, we already have different types of corn. We have corn that's grown for forage. In other words, it's chopped for corn silage.
Right.
And
right.
It is always taller than the corn that you plant for shelling. Now, I know they're trying to make it even shorter than what it is, which it's got benefits if they do.
But how many does it have fewer ears on it? That's all I'm concerned about. I don't care about the.
I know. I don't think you're going to change the number of ears or the size of the ears or anything like that. I think they're just trying to develop a stock that's not as tall.
Sometimes I go to the store and I see the corn on the cob that's only about 3 inches long. Is that short corn or is that short cob?
Are you talking about those little corns you find in your salad and stuff?
Yeah. That's getting kind of corny around here. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know much about corn except when it's, when I got a roasting ear with a lot of butter and some salt on it. I think that's really good. What do you think?
That's hard to beat.
Hard to beat. That's true. All right, sir. Thank you. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, implications of downsizing. That's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.